USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is blocking Congress from receiving grand jury materials from Robert Mueller's investigation of Russia's interference in the 2016 election. The court, in a written order, grants the emergency request by the Trump administration to keep the materials secret while it mounts a full high court appeal against their release. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf announcing that border restrictions will continue between the United States, Canada, and Mexico amid the coronavirus pandemic. Wolf announcing that non-essential travel between all three countries will be restricted until June 22nd, and all three countries are okay with that.
There was no pushback. Both Mexico and Canada agree with the extensions of the border restrictions. And so what we have now is a North American solution, which we've had in place for 2 months. We all agreed that we need to continue those restrictions. And at the end of the day, the restrictions are working.
USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Michael Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, is asking for an immediate removal of Judge Emmett Sullivan from the case against her client, saying that under the appellate precedent set by a case, Sullivan or his replacement must dismiss a prosecution as the Justice Department has requested.
The law is clear. He doesn't have authority to grant it. He can't appoint a prosecutor himself. The case is over, and his bias is so egregious, he should be removed from the case.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on mail-in votings due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
We cannot have people going to places that are predictably dangerous to their health.
Pelosi, trying to get federal funding to help states establish mail-in voting for November's elections. This comes after the Wisconsin Election Commission announced on Tuesday that over 3,000 mail-in votes were not counted in the Wisconsin primary last month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Planned Parenthood is coming under fire after they received $80 million in federal funds meant to support small businesses as they battle the economic fallout from the coronavirus. America's biggest abortion company is coming under fire for fraudulent actions, and pro-life advocates are calling on the Trump administration to make the abortion giant repay the money. Planned Parenthood applied and received the money from the Paycheck Protection Program, although rules and regulations specifically say they are not eligible. Darlington Raceway is set to hold their second NASCAR event in 4 days, as the NASCAR drivers will hit the track at 6 o'clock Eastern Time for the Toyota 500. Kurt Busch finished third in Sunday's race and tells Fox News it's just great to be out on the track.
NASCAR has done a tremendous job working with everybody from the states to the local counties. And for the race to happen, you know, the biggest disappointment was, yes, the fans were not at the track. It was silent in many ways that I had never felt before, pre-race, post-race. Even during the race, you know, driving around at 200 miles an hour, there's those quick moments where you catch a glimpse and it's like, yes, there's the empty grandstand. But you could feel everybody with their spirit through the television cameras. And for us in NASCAR, we're trying to create that normalcy of that feel of people tuning into a live sport on Sunday. And I think we pulled it off really well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.